Now I'd like to bring our attention to the reading of God's Word. And today it's in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. I've got two or three different passages I want to speak on today, but I think the focus, we can say, is on Ephesians 5, 8 through 11, and the truth that is contained in these verses. And God's Word says, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." And may the Lord add His blessing to the reading of that word. Like I was giving you the illustration of windows and how the light comes through them and how the light from the outside makes all of the beautiful colors shine and reflect the glory of that glass and the colors of that glass. The light of a congregation is made up of individual lights coming together as a whole. And I never want you to lose sight of that fact. In fact, your thought for today is Christ-likeness comes to those who pursue it. Christ-likeness comes to those who pursue it. Stained glass is a man-made product, of course, containing all different kinds of colors and contrasts. And as it is lighted from the back, from the light that God provides through the sun and the light that He created, those colors just pop out at you. And it makes a statement of beauty and glory. But as you can see, the two windows there in the back, which are not exposed to the sun or have a very limited exposure to the sun, they don't really pop out like these windows here. Or this window here that is backlighted by a light in the back. And so that light shining through them makes that light just praise and honor its creator by how it reflects and how it filters and how it transfers that light. And it becomes a thing of beauty, a thing of honor. And as I said, the light of our congregation is made up by all the individual pieces. You see the different colors in this glass that surrounds us today. You see the different colors in this crown feature behind me here. And how all of them work together to make a picture. How all of them work together to just bring beauty into this sanctuary. And in the same way, the congregation that we have here brings beauty to the kingdom of God by how we reflect the light of Christ in our lives. And each of us as individual pieces of stained glass, as you will, bring your own characteristics, bring your own life story into the story of our congregation, into the power of our congregation to reflect the light of Christ. And as I shared with our young folks this day, the light of Christ is His understanding, His wisdom that is gained first through His Word and is continued to be expounded within our hearts by the Spirit's activity that God gives to us to help us to glean more understanding of that Word and how that Word is to be incorporated into our lives. It's not something that we leave on the counter at home whenever we depart for our work days. The Word of God is that which keeps us. The Word of God is that which guides us. The Word of God is that which protects us. And it is carried with us and it influences our lives and our lifestyles in ways that impacts the kingdom of God for all of those who carry the light of Christ with them. And so we are encouraged to follow that light. John 8:12 says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Notice that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk." Those are the "follows me" and "walk." Those are words of action. And so it lets us know that we are not stationary lighthouses. We are not a candle set on a table that people come to us in order to see the light of Christ. We are mobile lights that carry the light of Christ with us. And it is that understanding of Him, it is that representation of Him that we take with us, and as we walk about in our workaday worlds, as we leave our homes and as we go out into our streets and everywhere that our paths take us, we carry that light of Christ. Again, we are the church of Christ, individuals. This building is where we meet. But the church of Christ is reflected to me this day as I gaze out into these pews and I see all of your faces. And as you gaze up in me and see my face, those faces are the faces of the church of Christ. And each one of us who carry His light, who carry His wisdom, who carry His truth, who are followers of Him, are the church of Christ. That's who we are. And so the church of Christ goes out into the world and it interacts with the world. It takes His truth, it delivers His truth, it shares His truth. And so it's not, it is much in contrast to the way that the church, if you will, of Jesus was set up in the Old Testament, where the Jewish nation was the church of Christ. Those were His people. And how that church influenced the world at that time was how the world came to that nation and how they fell under the influence of the temple worship and the teachings and the prophets and all of those who spoke the word of God. But now through Christ Jesus and that gift of the Holy Spirit, that church goes out into the world and that church takes that truth and that light of the wisdom of the word of God with us. And we are a testimony to that word. We are a walking billboard of Christ's love, of His grace. And so in that role, we are to reflect that light. As I shared with these young people, we are to reflect that light. Most of you know from your science classes that what's known as white light is made up of several different colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, the colors of the rainbow. As you see that band of the rainbow, those are the colors that make up what we call white light. And this reference that I read earlier to you from Ephesians 5 calls us children, as we are encouraged to live as children of light. And this term children means that the light is not ours. We do not emanate that light. That light comes to us from a source outside of us. It belongs to Christ Jesus. Just like the moon does not emanate its own light, it does not create its own light, it is a reflection of the light of the sun. And as a further illustration of what I was sharing with the young people this morning, we know that the moon is made up of rock and dust and those things that do not reflect as well as a very shiny, polished mirror, or from the source of light itself, our sun. And so as that sun shines on us today, we see how bright our world is, and that light comes to us in many different ways, and how it lights up these windows, and how it lights up our world and causes life itself to flourish here on this planet that God created. The light of the moon is much more dim. We look out on a bright moonlit night and we can see things and we're like, whoa, look how bright it is. Because there's a definite contrast between what we normally experience at night and when the moon reflects the sun's light at just the right angle, at just the right time. And it brings all of that which was in the shadows to light. But we know that the moon's light is being a reflection. It is colored, if you will, by that which the moon contains, that which is on the surface of the moon. And all of the stuff in our lives that we have with us and the stuff of life that we carry around and encounter, all of those things can influence how well we reflect the light of Christ that is given to us, how well we live in that truth, how well we share that truth, how well we experience that truth for ourselves. Because the things in our life that want to distract us from the truth of God are very powerful, and they draw us, like that old expression, like a moth to a flame. That moth is attracted to that flame and it is attracted to in a way that it endangers itself by coming towards something that can injure it. And just like those things in the world that want to pull at us, those things, those man-made things in the world that we want to replace Christ with in our lives, we are drawn to those. There's something inside of us that draw us to those Christ replacements, if you will. And they lie to us, and they promise all kinds of things to us. They promise better lifestyles. They promise peace. They promise sanctity. They promise a brief respite from all of your troubles. But all it is a lie, because all they want to do is hook you in, and you have to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. But the light of Christ is that which satisfies. It brings comfort. It brings truth. But that is the light that we need to seek. That is the light that we need to reflect. And we reflect that by our own unique gifts that we bring to this congregation, to the church of Christ. Because it takes many colors to make up the picture of our congregation. Each of us is gifted with ways that we can serve God in this kingdom, in His kingdom. Each of us is gifted with attitudes of service or love. Some of you just know how to love people well, and that is a gift. Some of you can teach. Some of you are gifted with music. Some of you are gifted in administrative matters. All of these things fit together to make the church function, to make the kingdom of God function and grow. All of these things are needed. And so each one of you brings that part of you to the kingdom of God that God has blessed and can use whenever His light is shining through you. As I've mentioned in here many times before, the light of Christ can shine through a telephone line. We don't have many lines anymore, do we? It can shine through telephone towers, I guess, to be a little more up to date on what's actually going on. But the light of Christ can shine in many ways. It can shine in a pot of perlo. It can shine in the light of a pound cake and a cup of coffee to a hurting soul who just needs someone with ears to listen. Not to solve their problems, but just to take the time to sit and listen with them so that they will know that they're not alone. So that they will know that they have a sympathetic individual that they can go to. And it shines in the light of caring for another that you call to check on their well-being, just to see how they are. It shines in the light of those who stand before students on Sunday mornings or at other times, and they share the understanding that God has given to them through study and through the indwelling Holy Spirit. It shines in the light of pulpits on Sunday mornings by men who stand and study and who God uses to speak His truth. All of these things build up the church, build up the kingdom. And all of these things are colored by your life stories that God brings together in a very wonderful way, that His Spirit sews together in the tapestry of the life of the church. Just as those old homemade quilts that the ladies would sit around and they would take scraps from this and scraps from that, and it would be a quilt filled with the memories of that life. An old shirt, a baby's early clothing, all of these things, a piece of a tablecloth that so-and-so gave, that shirt that Daddy always wore, all of these remnants of your life being woven together in something beautiful and functional. And that's the gift that we give God when we allow His light to shine through us. And to create through this congregation a testimony to His truth, a testimony of the power of His Spirit to change and to transform lives from darkness into light, all by that power. And that light that we have is to be shared. John 1:3-5 says, "Through Him, Christ Jesus, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. That light that we celebrate on our Christmas Eve service, when all of the church goes dark and we have the one candle burning, that one candle represents the light of Christ that is to be shared with all. And as we each then take of that light, and that light is passed around in this sanctuary, and the more of us who have that lighted candle, the brighter the sanctuary becomes. It is an illustration of how sharing the light, the love, the understanding, the wisdom of Christ, sharing that light brightens that world in a very unique way. And the light of only one candle, no matter how dark the darkness, the light of only one candle overcomes that darkness. Darkness cannot snuff out the light of even the smallest light, of even the smallest flame. There's nothing the darkness can do that will squelch that light, that will quench that light. Because even in the smallest gift of Christ, even a cup of cold water in my name, you have honored me, he says. So even in the smallest acts that we do for others, sharing the love of Christ, we honor him. We reflect his love. We reflect his glory. It's how we live our lives. To the best of my memory, and I tried to do the Google thing to be sure, but I believe that Max Lucado first brought this thought out, and now many authors have picked up on it. But Max Lucado, in a book that I had read by him, it wasn't titled anything about the dash, but he talked about living the life. I forget even the name of the book now. But he said he was in a cemetery one day, as I remember the story, and he was looking at the graves, and he saw born and died. And between those two dates, there was a line. And it was impressed upon him by that very simple monument there, that it is a line that has meaning. The bookends of our lives, our birth dates, the day that we died, those are testaments to a life that was lived. But they are not the life. Those mark our milestones, if you will, our beginning and our end. But it is in that dash, and how that dash is lived, that gives meaning to the world. That gives meaning and truth to a world that is consumed by darkness. And that dash of Christian truth that you and I share is what we are encouraged to live. How we live that life, how we share the light of Christ, how we love each other. Because Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you." That's the caveat there. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And then he says, by this, how we love one another, men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. There's a great service to the world that the church can give by showing the world what true love is all about. We have many fairy tales, movies that were written about finding your true love. But Christ came to show the world what true love is. What true love is all about. And as we reflect that love, we are reflecting the light of his wisdom, the light of his understanding. And we can form that truth of true love into our own life experiences, and we can look at it in how we love certain individuals in our lives. But what Christ was telling his disciples that day, in those words that have been kept for us by the power of that Spirit and preserved for us by the power of that Spirit, is that the world will know me, Christ says, by how you love each other. And he's not just talking about the people that live together in units we call families. He's talking about how this congregation loves each other. How this congregation fits into the fabric, that pattern, that quilt, if you will, that represents the kingdom of God on this earth. And the piece of cloth that represents this congregation that we call union, how that fits into that patchwork that shares the story of Christ with the world. What binds us together as that cloth is woven together by individual strands. You are that strand. And how you are bound together by others through the love of Christ, by the power of His Spirit, and how you interact with each other in the everyday binds that cloth together. One little strand taken out doesn't mean a whole lot. But when those strands are woven together, it gives power and strength to that cloth. It gives purpose to it. So you have a purpose. You have power. And that power is given to you by the light of Christ. That power is strengthened in you and brought to fruition in you by the work of the Spirit of Christ, indwelling and moving and empowering and teaching and loving and showing and giving us all that we need each day to meet whatever challenges are in that day in the truth of Christ. And that's what's offered to us in that light. That's the great gift that each of us has to share with the world. And we can see it for the great gift that it is, or we can leave it by the roadside. But it's not going to change the value of the gift. That pearl of great price that Christ talked about, that we've mentioned a couple of times here lately, doesn't change its value by how people treat it. Remember, Jesus warned about throwing your pearls before swine. He meant the truth of the light of Christ that was shared with those who wouldn't appreciate it. You throw a string of pure pearls or very well cut, highly valuable diamonds into a hog pen, and they don't care anything about it. If it doesn't meet my need in some way, if I can't eat it, if I can't scratch on it, if I can't wallow in it, it does me no good. And so the truth of God's kingdom, the truth of God's kingdom, when it is shared in those who appreciate it and value it, just makes it shine the more brightly. Because those who appreciate and value the beauty and worth of diamonds, they take care of it and they treat them for the value that they have. And so this is what Jesus means when he says, the world will know who you are and they will know me by how you love each other. Because the love that we have for each other speaks into the hearts of others. I know you have value. I know you have meaning. And how many people in this world today feel like they have no value, no meaning, no worth. And how the simple offering of Christ's love can give meaning and value to a life. But it has to be shared. It has to be reflected. And that is what the Church of Christ does. In our own unique way, we add all of the colors that come from Christ into the world in which we live. And we make the world a beautiful place by Christ working through us. Yes, there's intrinsic qualities in there, but we need the light of Christ, the wisdom of Christ, the love of Christ shining through us. If the full value of those intrinsic qualities are going to share with the world, that light of Christ has to shine through us so that the world will be colored with each one of our unique gifts, with each one of our unique life stories, sharing that truth of Christ. So won't you open your hearts and let the light of Christ shine through you. Be that mobile lantern that carries Christ's truth. Don't hide it. Let it give its life. Let it give its light. Let it give its truth. Let it give the world the meaning and the wonder of the love of Christ. Let me pray for you. Father, we come before you this day, just marveling in the great love that is ours, the grace that we have in you. We come before you this day with many heavy thoughts, all of the stuff of life that tears at us. Father, shine your light brightly on the darkness that is there. Drive it out. As darkness recedes from the light that is shined upon it, it cannot overcome it. May your light of truth shine brightly in our hearts this day to give us hope, to give us comfort, to give us grace, to help us share that light and love with others, to help give them meaning, that our existence may have more meaning by the light that we reflect, the light that dwells within us, that light of love and truth and wisdom that comes through knowing and following you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.